This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An Israeli man who was taken hostage by Hamas militants has died in captivity, his community has announced. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
His captors said Sahar Baruch was killed during a failed rescue mission by Israeli forces. The Israeli military has only confirmed that two soldiers were seriously wounded in an attempted hostage rescue and that no hostages were freed.
You need to let the hostages out. Get them out. Now.
At a rally of tens of thousands in Tel Aviv, released hostages called for the rest to be freed. 25-year-old Baruch was among about 240 people taken hostage during Hamas's October 7th attack on southern Israel, in which militants from Gaza also killed about 1,200 people. The Palestinian death toll in Gaza has surpassed 17,400, the majority women and children, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-controlled territory. I'm Karen Shamas.
Going around Congress, the Biden administration says it's approved the emergency sale to Israel of nearly 14,000 rounds of tank ammunition worth more than $106 million as Israel intensifies its military operations in the southern Gaza Strip. The State Department said in a statement Saturday that it notified Congress of the sale late Friday after Secretary of State Antony Blinken determined, quote, an emergency exists that requires the immediate sale of the munitions in the U.S. national security interest. That means the purchase will bypass the congressional review requirement for military sales. Such determinations are rare, but not unprecedented, when administrations see an urgent need for weapons to be delivered without waiting for lawmakers' approval. For more on these and all the stories we are covering 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Time is running out for a measured push by the White House to provide more aid to Ukraine, with negotiations getting bogged down on thorny domestic immigration issues. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A deal to provide more U.S. assistance to Ukraine appears increasingly out of reach. Republican lawmakers are pushing for stricter changes for America's immigration and border policies. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said this week a delay could have catastrophic consequences for the Ukrainian president's ability to reclaim his country from Russian invaders.
What we want to do since the beginning of this conflict is make sure he has the tools to do that. And those tools are about to run out.
A new GOP aid proposal for Ukraine would call on the U.S. to end humanitarian parole for many migrants, use ankle bracelets on those awaiting hearings, and set new guidelines to essentially close the border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russians and Belarusians who qualify in their sport for the Paris 2024 Olympics can take part as neutrals without flags, emblems, or anthems, Reuters' Angela Johnston reports.
Ukraine slammed the IOC's decision as shameful and says it's still mulling over whether its athletes will compete in Paris. Russian officials reacted with anger as well. Its sports minister said the conditions for participation are discriminatory. Out of 4,600 athletes who have qualified for the Games so far, 8 are Russians and 3 hold Belarusian passports. More than 60 Ukrainians have qualified. The IOC also said no government or state officials from Russia or Belarus will be invited or accredited for next year's games.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. A pregnant woman in Kentucky is suing to get an abortion, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The woman is identified as Jane Doe and is about 8 weeks pregnant.
These bans are designed to deprive people of their right to privacy and bodily autonomy under the Kentucky Constitution.
Rebecca Gabron with Planned Parenthood of Kentucky says the ban overwhelmingly harms people who already are facing immense barriers. The conservative group, the Family Foundation, calls the challenge meritless. The filing comes a day after a judge in Texas gave a pregnant woman there whose fetus has a fatal diagnosis permission to get an abortion. I'm Ed Donahue.
University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill has resigned amid pressure from donors and criticism over her testimony at a congressional hearing where she was unable to say under repeated questioning that calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate the school's conduct policy. The resignation from McGill in her second year as president of the Ivy League school was announced in a statement on the UPenn website by the Board of Trustees. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.